Relatives, it's your girl, Indy41, and we're going to get this night started. We're going to listen to some music by Jay Stalin called Don't Love You Back.
Lies in the radio. I can do too many times.
What do you think about that, relatives? You feeling in the mood? You feeling like, you know, we ready to do this? How about we talk about current events? Let's talk about what's been going on lately, you know, in the past week since I last spoke with you. It's been a lot of changes, a whole lot. And changes here, relatives. And it don't come in peace. You know? You do know that all of this oppression, all of what we are going through, it stops when we say. Where you at with it, relatives? Do we want to keep going through this? We want to keep, you know, feeling like, you know, nobody hears us? Are we going to start making that change? Because change is here. I promise you it's here. And our guest tonight, Richie Lodrigo, he's one of those gentlemen that have stepped up to the plate to not only bring that change, but also to illustrate it. And real proud of this brother. You know what I'm saying? Real, real proud. He's created, you know, a new outlet. There's always that conversation about how mainstream media, mainstream this, mainstream that, how they don't cover us, you know, how they don't, you know, how they don't cover our stories of success or endeavors or our missing relatives. We just went through that, didn't we? We just went through that with Gabby. Here's the truth about it, relatives. This is 2021. If you don't see it, then it's time to create it. Don't you agree? And that's what your boy literally has done. What Richie Lodrigo has done, he has created a new source, a new indigenous source, you know, with his magazine. So proud. You know, I got a feature in that. So, you know, Native supporting Natives, we got to support one another. It's the whole reason, whether or not you know it or not, it's the whole reason why we don't have shit. Because when we do see it, what's the first thing we do? We take anything people are doing, our people especially. We take it personally, and I don't understand it. I don't get it. We'll tear that shit down. We will associate, you know, things that don't have nothing to do with the business, you know? That's why we don't see indigenous grocery stores. That's why we don't see indigenous music. That's why we don't hear it. That's why we don't eat at indigenous restaurants. You know, we don't have indigenous contractors. What about sports? What about education? You know how we got erased? At least in the books. We got erased because we let someone else tell our story, and that's just something that we can't do anymore. And our guest tonight, he has brought a new source, a new indigenous source. And what I want all of you to do, I want all of you to, you know, of course, tune in, reflect, you know. Richie, call me back. I know I just dropped your call. Excuse me, partner, trying to figure this out. Call me back. But, you know, I want you to, you know, pay attention, because this is all obtainable. It's all obtainable. So if we could get Richie to call back. Sorry, I dropped your call, relative. Didn't mean to do that. But here we go. Let's see. Hello, relative. Hello? Relative. Are you there, relative? Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes, you heard my SOS. Welcome, Richie.
Gratitude.
Gratitude is right. Let's get into it. You know, I gave a little, you know, introduction. You know, sometimes our relatives, at least in the feedback or the comments, have commented on my tone, you know, and all I wanted to share tonight is that we are no, you know, we are in a position to do something different. And what I spoke on about you was about creating a new indigenous source. You know, we're not in the past no more. You know, the mainstream, or, you know, the conversation that goes around a lot concerning, you know, our relatives is often that mainstream media, mainstream this, mainstream that, doesn't tell our story. But the catch to that is allowing, you know, someone other than us to tell our story is how we got erased. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think that's a major part of it.
As well as the support, you know, because that's something else I just spoke on is, you know, we see it, you know, but we won't support it. You know, whatever it is, whether it's indigenous, you know, business, music, sports, medicine, I mean, anything. We're real quick to tear it down and make it personal and talk about stuff that has nothing to do with whatever, you know, our relatives' endeavors may be. And so it's real important that, you know, we support one another. And I don't know, I like what you're doing. You have this new publication out. Go ahead and, you know, fill us in. Fill the rest. You know, I already know about it, so you get what I'm saying. But fill in our relatives who don't know, you know, what you're doing and how far you've come. I mean, because it's not like people don't know who Richie Ladrigal is.
Man, big ups. Gratitude. I do just want to start with a basic prayer, if that's all right.
Absolutely.
And I just, you know, do the same prayer I try to do on my live feeds on Facebook. Same prayer I do when I go talk to the relatives, to the tree relatives, and to the star beings and the prayer people, all of our ancestors. You know, I just want to offer these prayers for the relatives in a good way, for the water, for the wind, for the earth, for the sky, for the birds, for the bees, for the flowers, for the trees, for the winged relatives, for the creepy crawlers, for our ancestors, for the star beings, for the four directions, for the north, for the east, for the south and the west, and for the human relatives, for all of you in a good way. Just want to offer that. Start off with that. Start off with prayer and stay in that mode. You know what I mean? But I'm open. I'm an open book. I'm willing to answer whatever questions and divulge whatever information that people want to hear about. I'm good with that too. We'll tap in on the business ventures and other stuff that I got going in the native community. We could roll with that. But thank you for allowing me the time and the space to pray with the people.
It's so important, you know. And while you're at it, would you mind, you know, with a proper greeting and let us know where, on whose land and where you're speaking from?
Machuksis. Machuksis. I'm Miwok Kaniyawase Richie. Kaniyawase Miwu. I'm Miwok. I'm from California, but I'm on the Putwin land. I'm on the Kutsuldihi Reservation here in Colusa, California, with my wife's relatives. So I'm just want to offer my gratitude in that way for the ancestors, the ones that came before us, and the ones that are still here holding it down for their own ways and their culture, their traditions, and for the relatives that are surrounding us in the surrounding areas here in Northern California. This is a beautiful region and a sacred place to the whole world.
Absolutely. And for those relatives that may be new to Intertribal Radio and are just tuning in tonight, this is your hostess, Indy 41. The name I was given is Wayu Aniha Win, and I am speaking from the land of the Lakota, the Ho-Chunk, the Ponca, the Pawnee, the Fox and Sox, Cheyenne, and Omaha tribes. So I thank all of you for tuning in and, you know, sharing this little time and getting to know, you know, my guest tonight, and that is no other than Mr. Richie Ladrigo. So, you've been doing a lot of things lately, a lot of things that both your followers as well as mine are aware of. But for those that aren't aware of, why don't you, let's kind of go with current and then we'll go, you know, we'll descend back to your, you know, how you even got into music and hip hop and, you know, to where you are now, you know, because you just had a big event. You just released, you know, indigenous. Now, is it Indigenous Warriors or is it Indigenous Entertainment Magazine?
Yes, Indigenous Entertainment Magazine.
Right, and then the Warriors, now that's your personal business, right?
That's the LLC, Indigenous Warrior Enterprises, yeah. Is the LLC, yeah.
Right. And in the clothing line, right?
Yeah, the clothing line is under the LLC. And let's do that. Let's talk about the magazine, Indigenous Entertainment Magazine. We're providing culturally relevant news and reviews from Indigenous people, from our own perspective, sometimes even from the own artists themselves. But I kind of pride myself in having, you know, personal relationships with people that I can get the real story, you know, at least what they're comfortable sharing with the relative, get that out to the people. And sometimes the relatives, they help put that information out themselves. They'll put together some of their own bios and some of their information like that. So if we're in this whole like growing process and trying to learn how to maneuver in this entertainment industry, how to maneuver in the publishing world and like still create our own lane, but at the same time make sure that we're on the forefront and in the mainstream too. We deserve it. You know what I mean? It's our time to shine right now.
No doubt. So who featured in the current right now,
the current issue that's out and available, if anybody wants to tap in, hit me up on my Facebook page.
Richie Rodrigo.
The front cover.
Hit Richie Rodrigo up.
And I do want to share that even though it's a business venture, it also is like the way that we're approaching it is through this sustainable kind of way of thinking of we don't need to make a whole hell of a lot of money off of it, but if we can make enough to sustain it, to continue to keep our people on the forefront and to continue to tell these stories and share our artwork and our music and our merchandise and whatnot, then like, you know what I mean? We do need a little bit of support, but we're just trying to, like I said, approach it from a sustainable way. So we're not trying to make a killing off of it, but you know what I mean? We want to maintain it. We want to have some longevity in it. So we do need a little bit of help and support, but Bobby Martin, the bro Bobby Martin is his artwork is featured on the front cover. One of the things that we decided, oh my gosh. I mean, that's, look up Bobby Martin.
And big ups for, you know, bringing our MMIW relatives, because you know that's how we met, correct? You know,
yep.
Is trying to bring that awareness and that attention to, you know, what is one of our issues. So, I mean, big ups for that and much respect for that, you know, because that is what is on the cover. You know, thank you.
Gratitude. Yeah, shout out to Bobby Martin. Check him out. Bobby Martin, he's Bobby Von Martin, I believe, on Facebook. Let me see. Look, let me look inside here. It's actually at Bobby.Martin969. I believe that must be his
handle.
His Instagram page. Yeah. But he got he's Bobby Martin on TikTok and Bobby Von Martin on Facebook. Check him out. He got some dope artwork. He's a Choctaw relative, but he's out here in California, Northern California. He does a lot of artwork, a lot of classes, a lot of work in the community. And if you tap into him, you'll see he got beautiful artwork and a beautiful story that. In the next issue, we're going to get a little piece in there and a little bit of his story because we featured him on not only the front cover of this magazine, but one of our other ventures as well. And but in this issue, we're featuring a couple companies, AZ Red Smoke and Sour Diesel. AZ Red Smoke is a DJ. He's a good bro of mine. He actually helped put together a lot of the motion flyers for the last event we did in Las Vegas. Sour Diesel is a live band, and another bro of mine that I connected through a couple different business ventures. We're gonna be working on a couple things that we're gonna bring to the relatives out here in Northern California. Seville the Native is featured in the magazine. We got none other than, guess who, guys? April Satchel, Indy 4-1. She's featured. She got a 2-page article in there. And I do want to make this correction that we did have to make a little bit of an edit to this article. And we're going to – we put the actual virtual magazine on. It'll be the full article. So I do want to make sure that I kind of made that notation. Honey and the sister Carrie from Yay or Nay, they're in the magazine. Carrie actually is also the graphic designer who did the layout and design for us. And
Yay or Nay.
Shout out to her.
Yay or Nay.
Another show.
I'm sure
another show that puts us out
there. I've heard about her show. Yes, yes.
And
who else got in there?
We got, you know, we're featuring Ad Space. We did a barter and trade. Come on, my natives. Let's get back to that a little bit more. Did a barter and trade with THC Magazine. They got a page in our publication, and they're putting a page of ours in their publication. That's like a win-win situation.
Just real quick on that barter and trade. That's not a skill many of us have. That is a real skill to barter and trade. I mean, that's how we used to do business, but we got a lot of relatives that don't know that, you know?
No, I feel you. But when you get down to it, you're right. There is a skill to it, and you have to maneuver in a certain way to where it's going to be reciprocal when you get into a relationship like that. But when you find relationships like that and you're able to work those out, it's such a win-win situation. When you do the math in the long run, it's like, damn, we should have been doing this from the get. And some people actually have that part of their business model. And speaking of, shout out to the bros from Hellbred. They're in the magazine, but I actually just got a track from the bro Cassius, him and the bro HB Glue. From Hellbred, and that's how we worked it out. We're going to do a barter and trade. He hit me up. I respect the bro. They've been part of our events out in Las Vegas. They invited me out to their home turf. You know what I mean? It's been all love in that relationship. So I respect them on a business tip and on a personal tip too, and that's what I told him. He actually reached out and said, hey, if you need a little bit of cash or whatever, we can work that out too. And I said, nah, man, you shoot me a beat, I'm going to shoot you a verse. Then shoot me another beat, you know what I mean? I'll do something for your project, then give me something I can work out too. And watch what happens with helping, not only helping each other, but bringing up this next generation. And when it booms, there's going to be some sonic to it.
There is. And that's what I want to say is that reason why we don't see it is because we don't support it. And like I said, when I started out this episode tonight, I said you were a great example of, you know, support, you know, of supporting not only people in your, because I'm talking to a couple different Richies right now. I'm talking to entrepreneur. I'm talking to hip-hop artists, you know. I'm also talking to mentor. I'm also talking to the man, as well as, you know, the rest of the hats that you wear. And you've been a great example of that. And, you know, we need more of that. And that's why we don't have shit. We don't have... you know, something to refer to, because when we do see it, we're quick to tear that shit down. And that's just something I want to communicate with our relatives, is that, you know, hang that ego up. Whatever it is, hang that ego up. And you see another indigenous person doing something, the only choice really in the matter is to support it. It's not about, you know, that lineal, you know, or linear violence, you know. It ain't about us tearing us down. We've got to support it, no matter if it's, you know, something that you don't even mess with, you know. At least if you see somebody, because ain't nobody higher than nobody. The only, you know what I mean? The only thing you should be doing is,
for real,
is seeing one another, right?
Yeah, no, it's like there's a couple points to that I would like to address. For one, you're right. There's not many people out there doing it. So when you see somebody doing it, you know, try to at least put a little bit of positive energy behind it. You don't even got to speak on it or nothing. But at the same time, the people that are out there on the forefront, the ones that that are out here trying to push the envelope, pushing it, some traditional people that are, you know, watching us as well, are like, hold on, are they exposing too much? Are they putting too much out there or whatnot? Some people that are living in the earthly way still, and still consuming products that might make their mind think a different way. You know what I mean? All of the ways that we've already been programmed through historical and our own personal traumas and all that. I accept that from people. So I'm one of the people that it's like, okay, you want to shoot some of those arrows? I already know the position I'm in. Guess what? I got to take some of those arrows so everybody else don't got to take them too. And that's where I'm at. That's why I stay in prayer. That's the only thing that keeps me pushing through all of my own personal trials and tribulations. You know what I mean? Because it ain't easy trying to. This venture here alone, the magazine, you already know the story behind it.
I know it on the music. I know it on the magazine. I know it on even what we on now. You know what I mean? With this podcast, with this interview, you know, but we don't have it. And this is what I understood. You know, and this is coming from my people. My people always stated that you cannot state a problem without a solution. You know,
yes.
Because then all you're doing is complaining because you have no solution. Right? So these are solutions.
Yeah, that, and you know, we. It's like I was saying earlier, the thing that the real thing that helps me stay grounded is staying in prayer and approaching situations with that kind of mind frame of like, yeah, I'm human being too. I live in both worlds, in the earthly world and in the spiritual world. You know what I mean? But sometimes my human gets in the way, and I'm like, react off of emotions and stuff like that. I ain't perfect, but I know that staying in prayer helps me to see the bigger picture. You know what I mean? And there's some great thinkers in indigenous world. There's some great thinkers and some movers and shakers. And a lot of times we don't have the opportunity to connect with those people because those other energies and the other beings and that balance is there as well. So we just got to keep on pushing and moving, even as individuals. If we're moving as individuals, but we're on a parallel plane, we're on these parallel paths, and we all moving forward, hey, we could do that too. But if we decide to come up or come together or form a unified, truly unified front, there's growing pains with that. There's going to be people that are that won't agree with everything. There's going to be people that want it a certain way, that only want it this way, only want these people part of it, only want this to be. So there's going to be growing pains with that, and I feel like that's what we're all going through right now. We're going through those growing pains, but we keep moving. The wheel keeps moving forward. The wheel is moving forward. To me, that's the bigger picture. You know what I mean?
For sure.
I apologize. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I really like how you're moving and how you keep that prayer present. You know, a lot of our relatives, they don't even know how to pray. A lot of our relatives don't even know that they're indigenous. You know, a lot of traditions were kept from us, especially our age. You know what I mean? Because what are we? You know what I mean? Our parents are, their parents are survivors. If they ain't survivors of boarding schools, or the Relocation Act, or reservation, you know what I mean? So they don't. You know, at least my family wouldn't even, what they did to me or the rest of, you know, my age is they didn't pass traditions on. They didn't even pass the language on, you know. And so what they would do to keep us from understanding is they would speak in our native tongue, right, to make sure we weren't, you know, part of their conversation. And, but then, you know, I've also been witness or, you know, experienced, the picking and choosing who are, you know, our elders choose to pass that information on. I've also been one of those, with the blood quantum, you know.
Yeah, no, I feel you. You know, I got a similar story to that, and including being disenfranchised from my own tribe. But there's so much, like, that's the beauty, one of the beauties of living in both worlds. Now there's so much technology, you can actually get true linguistics, true information in regards to your family tree, and do like some individual research in regards to like where you come from or who you are. But it's like, even with all of that, to be honest with you, even with all of that, what path are you walking today? You know what I mean? Like, no offense to the relatives, but you could be 100% indigenous, and if you walk in a certain path, it's like that's the energy you're bringing. That's what the energy people are going to read off of you. You know what I mean? And sometimes through this whole technology, we get a lot of misinformation and all that. But that's what I was saying. That's the beautiful thing about it. We can, you know, we're able to figure out who we are on our own, in a sense. But
right. Right.
We need to get back to the, village. We need to get back to the village. We need to get back to the relatives accepting each other in their own circles, especially in their own homelands, in their own villages. We need to get back to that. You know what?
For sure.
I don't have an answer to that.
Well, you can test fire or whatever on just even you or I being in hip hop, you know, a lot of relatives don't think that this is something that came from us. And I'm sorry, I have to beg to differ. You know what I mean? That drum has always been the heartbeat of our people, you know? So how there is no relationship to indigenous music and any genre seriously, any genre of music, you can hear our drum in all genres. You know what I mean? It's not like we didn't play no part in what is, you know, today. What is today's music, you know? If we could just
you know, I feel you on that. I don't personally like to get involved in those conversations because I got too many of my own personal views on that shit. You know what I mean?
But
as far as that drum is concerned, I would say that I do agree with you on that part. Let's talk a little. Let's shift the energy a little bit. Talk about the rest of the magazine real quick, so we can touch on that.
Let's do it.
Like I said, Bobby Martin was on the front cover. Like you said, we featured the MMIW. My wife actually wrote the article for the MMIW article on page 12 and 13. And
would you mind saying her name besides wife? Would you? I mean, I respect that, but would you please just say her name so we can, you know, she deserves, man, that's a big backbone of... You know,
the wifey is the backbone. That's my queen. Her name is Amanda Rigudo.
We love you, Amanda.
Her maiden name is Amanda Mitchum. She's Putwin. She's from Cutsaldehi. She wears just as many hats as me, but she's just behind the scenes, and that's the way she likes it. So, but she's a mover and shaker for Indian country too, you know, one of my biggest motivations.
I agree. I really agree. And, you know, she deserves, you know, I think I'm just going to ask to have an interview with her, you know what I mean? But thank you, Amanda. Thank you for everything, you know?
Yeah, she's a queen. She's a warrior for the people.
Ain't she? She really is.
One of my kids at the Native Charter School that I'm currently at asked me today.
Hey, let's go into that. Do you want to go into that?
Let's talk a little bit of
okay.
that. We'll talk
about you got many hats.
Go ahead and shout out the rest of the people in this issue of the publication, and then let's talk about the Native Charter School. That would be great.
Awesome.
My bro Flo, my business partner, and my brother from Vegas, he got a full page in the magazine. The bros Mentes Diferentes, my bro Stephen Payon, that's one of the activists that I've been connected with in Sacramento, in Northern California region. Another bro that's, man, been on the front lines for a minute, you know, as an activist and sacrificing his personal safety and his time and everything else. That's the bro. But he's also a dope-ass artist, and they're part of a group called Mentes Diferentes. I believe in the eagle and the condor prophecy, and that's why I work with the bros pretty heavily on that tip, and we're connected in a good way. Sten Jotti, guys, Reservation Dogs. Greasy, greasy fry bread. I'm sure everybody heard of that by now. He's in the publication as well. My bro, Defi, is in the Indigenous Artist Spotlight, as well as Artson, my other bro. Both of them was at the Native Night in Vegas. It was, it was cracking. Including the bros Hellbread, the whole crew, man. I got a lot of love and respect for that crew. You know, when I first caught wind of them, I was like, yeah, they came off a little rugged, you know what I mean, to be honest with you. But I came from a pretty grimy neighborhood and background myself, so I was like, okay, no, I could vibe with that energy, you know what I mean. But once I got to know them and the bros, to me, that's one of the crews that they've paid their dues. It's one of the younger crews that they've paid their dues. they do a lot of work. They do a lot of shows. They do a lot of community work. They do stuff and they working in the community, repping the Native relatives. They got their own vibe, you know what I mean? But they're doing it right now. And like I said, I think that's one of the crews that have paid their dues. They don't mind putting in work, good marketing, promotions, bartering, trading. They don't mind investing in themselves. You know what I mean? And that's why I did the barter and trade with the bro earlier, even when he offered me money. I'm like, no, let's do this. Let's get it. So they're in there. The bro Baby Baghdad is part of Hellbred. His album is coming out soon. He's in there. And then the little business card page. We got three companies that we're featuring. My bro Roots Time Production, Jocelyn. If you ever look him up in his catalog, he's connected to most major reggae artists in the world. but that's my brother too. The bro Looney Lux, he's in the on that page as well. And then Ava Rose Johnson. And then on the back cover, SNAC, Sacramento Native American Health Center. Guess what, guys? Native companies, Native entities are starting to buy into the concept of the magazine publication and the work that we're doing. So they actually paid for the back cover. we're so grateful for that. But they got a good message as well. It's okay to not be okay. It's okay to talk about the way that we feel. For Natives, a lot of times we've been programmed, and like I talked about, our historical traumas, our personal traumas, that we kept quiet about a lot of things for a long time. But it's okay to talk about our own mental health and the way that we feel, and reach out to people. So shout out to SNAC. But yeah, let's talk about the Native Charter School. Let's get into that real quick.
Let's do that. Let's talk with all, you know, that you do. That's why I said, you know, we've got you as, you know, the entrepreneur. We've got Richie Ladrigo, the hip-hop artist. We've got Richie Ladrigo, the man. We've got the mentor. We just talked to the husband. You know what I mean? So do that. I mean, there's nothing wrong. It's okay. And that's what I want to tell relatives. It ain't bragging. That's not what it is. That's not, if you do what you do, then speak on that. You know what I mean? If you are this and that and whatever, speak on that. You know, we have a lot of times where relatives will, you know, cut us down for speaking on the things that we've accomplished or the things that we are in the forefront of. And I can say that you are in the forefront right now of the new indigenous source for entertainment, you know, music, business, you know. I mean, so I never understand that when that is the feedback when we speak.
I mean, hey,
you know?
It is what it is. You know what I mean? I know I'm just a regular human being. I've been blessed with ADD, OCD, ADHD, and all of these things that doctors try to tell me were ailments when I was younger. I've been blessed with those things that allow me to work on multiple projects and multifaceted projects, and I'm blessed in that way. I'm not. So if people think that I'm bragging, then I mean, hey, it is what it is.
That ain't
I know
that
I'm
ain't
not bragging. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's okay. You get what I'm saying? And like you said earlier, it's okay to talk about how we feel or what we're going through. Let's normalize that. You know what I mean? Because here's the thing. You're not the only one. You know, you get what I'm saying? At least on speaking on, you know, the shit that's fucking with us, you know, or the trials or the, you know, what we've overcome, you know. It's okay to speak about being in a better place, you know. We don't have to continuously be identified as, you know, something other than what we are now. You know, that's all that's important. The past is not important. What is important is the present and the future. And whatever you're doing, if it makes us beside yourself a better person in this world, because that's my teaching. My teachings have always been that if you're not doing something to make us a better people, then you're not doing shit. You know what I mean? It's never been about self. It's never been a selfish approach. It's always been, what can you do to make this world a better place? You know? That's what I'm on.
Yeah.
That's what my relatives have always taught me to be. You know?
That's one of the driving forces behind me doing all of the different things that I do, trying out, and I'm not successful at everything. I fail much more than I succeed, you know what I mean? But I know how to maneuver in this world. I know how to maneuver in the business world, and I'm going to utilize every skill set I have in order to help the people. And that's my, I said, that's one of my driving forces. Like, okay, what can we do to help the people? My wife is the same way. She's not in the spotlight like that. And if, you know, I'd be surprised, but super humbled if she actually accepts the invitation for an interview. You know what I mean? And,
you know what, Amanda?
But
let's start.
That's one of the driving forces. I know that, like, I used to feel a little guilty about, like, all of the activism, all of the stuff that I was doing, and recently.
Right, because it's different than who she is. Yeah.
Well,
the stuff that
I'm doing takes a lot of time away from my family. You know what I mean?
It does.
So.
In our personal conversations, I have told you, please tell her thank you for, you know, letting me, you know, have this time with her, you know, with you and you know, even with your family, you know, your children, you know.
Yeah, and
that's the respect you don't pay.
Driving force. In my work is my family, and fortunately for me, it all ties in together, and that's what the light that was shed upon me recently is that all of the work that I do for the people, ultimately, it is going to be for my grandchildren as well. It is going to be for the better understanding of our culture, of our people, of our stories, for my kids even. You know what I mean? Sometimes they might not see it right now, but the work that we're doing is going to affect them just as much as it affects everybody else in the world, too, and all of our indigenous relatives, you know.
The one thing I really, really, really appreciate about you and whatever it is, how you move, you know, since I've, you know, we've connected, is the prayer that you have no problem doing on the spot in, you get what I'm saying? And that's what we need our relatives to know, that there should be no shame in starting everything that you do in prayer. Who gives a fuck who the fuck is watching? Excuse my language. I don't mean to be, well, I do right now, but who cares? Who cares? All I know is how there is a certain way that everything needs to be approached. And if prayer doesn't come in the forefront of whatever movement you're trying to make, it's probably why whatever moves you're trying to make ain't making no waves. You feel me? So let's normalize bringing that prayer like I always see you do. And, you know, those are great examples. You've been a great example. You, your wife, your family, and, you know, relatives take note. It's all right.
And gratitude. Thank you. You know, I just had a conversation with my dad, Razzle Dazzle, today. You know, and he was one of the relatives that told me that sometimes this work you do, you're gonna look to the left, ain't gonna be nobody there. You're gonna look to the right, there ain't gonna be nobody there. And he said, guess what else? Don't be expecting no fucking pat on your back. But guess what? When people acknowledge you, when the relatives uplift you and put those positive prayers and that positive energy behind the things that you're trying to do for the people, it means a lot. You know, it means a lot to me all to have somewhere. It means a lot to me as an artist, as a human being, as a father, a husband, a mentor, a teacher, all of the things I do that when the people put those prayers out there, I feel that energy too, and that gives me the extra motivation to keep pushing, just keep on pushing, keep moving, keep shaking. You know what I mean? I feel like through this music, my story is gonna have longevity. It's gonna be told over and over and over and over again, and I feel grateful for that.
It is. It's about creating that legacy. It really is. So while we're on that music, do you want to go ahead and get into one of your tracks? Shall we go into MMIW? Let's do it. Go ahead and let our listeners know. Give a little description about your MMIW song.
Man.
That's how we met. That's how we met. Yeah.
The song itself is just so impactful, you know, even just talking about it, thinking about the relatives, you know, all of the hurt and all of the pain, all of the death, the destruction, you know, and to know that song has a real, like, kind of grimy feel to it, but hundreds upon hundreds of people have used it on TikTok to tell their story, to share their bit and their piece of their trials and tribulations, and it's an amazing song, and you know, I got permission from one of the murdered and missing relatives here in California, Khadijah Britton, got permission from her family to use her name in the song, which is an honor in itself, and it's hurtful. But it's, with all of that being said, it's a beautiful song, you know?
It is. It really is. And we didn't, you know, I am MMIW in Nebraska. I am so MMIW that, you know, I advocate not only on a local level, but I'm a part of the Department of Justice task force group. And I'm also a congressional task force member. So, you know, that's besides my personal story, you know, because, well, I mean, it's kind of hard to you know my story. You know it so well. You featured it in your, you know, in your magazine. So, I mean, but to relate that to relatives who don't know me or don't know you, you know, it's real personal for me. And it should be personal for all of our relatives, you know. I mean, we're all victims of the boarding schools, the relocation. You think we ain't all victims of MMIW? We are, you know. But what we didn't have and what we've been lacking, because we are talking about murdered, missing Indigenous women, as well as relatives, just our people, mm-hmm. period. You know what I mean? And we need our brothers out there stepping up. We need them protecting us, because here's the sad shit. Here's the sad shit. 65% of our murdered and missing is because of domestic violence. So that is us doing it to our own. So to have a brother like you step up and you know, claim that you're going to protect what you know and those around you, and to even have a song, how many of our men in music or in hip-hop are actually speaking about it? I know I do. I know you do. But who else is out there? And that's just keeping it all the way 100. How many have stepped up to the plate to say, help is on the way? Relatives, we ain't giving up. We're coming. You know what I mean? Because even right now, you think predators ain't listening? You're known for your MMIW song. You're known for your efforts just as well as I am. You think a predator ain't tuned in right now?
Hell yeah, them and other sources and other entities too. But that's the one thing that I was talking to one of my students about this morning, is he said, is that how strongly you believe in everything you do, Mr. Rich? You would die for it? I said, hell yeah. If I didn't, then I wouldn't be doing this shit.
Absolutely. But and that's my approach,
though.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Woo! That spirit is present, because I got goosebumps for real. And that's what I know about the truth. The truth is a vibration you can feel. Absolutely. Whatever you believe in, better be worth dying for. So go ahead, introduce your MMIW song, and let's get it rolling.
Let's get it. Richie Rodrigo, MMIW. I Still Believe in You Project.
Murdered and missing, murdered and missing, murdered and missing, murdered and missing. Indigenous women, indigenous women, indigenous women, indigenous women. They lost to the system, lost to the system, lost to the system, lost to the system. We gonna miss them, we gonna miss them, we gonna miss them, we gonna miss them. Murdered and missing, indigenous women, they lost to the system, we gonna miss them. Murdered and missing, indigenous women, they lost to the system, we gonna miss them. Grandmother Wormwood is walking, birds and the bees are talking. Sitting in the wind, listening in, cause this doesn't happen often. You tapping in and you tapping out, it's long, it ain't no back. No internet, only back routes. Some men again to be acting out. Murdered and missing, murdered and missing, murdered and missing, murdered and missing. Indigenous women, indigenous women, indigenous women, indigenous women. They lost to the system, lost to the system, lost to the system, lost to the system. We gonna miss them, we gonna miss them, we gonna miss them, we gonna miss them. Murdered and missing, indigenous women, they lost to the system. We gonna miss them, murdered and missing, indigenous women, they lost.
Wow. Raw, transparent, needed. Thank you, Richie.
Gratitude. Thank you. Every time I hear that song, it's just, man, it's just a replay of so many different thoughts and visions, you know what I mean? But I come out of it knowing that I did the right thing. You know, I didn't have to put that song out. I didn't have to make that song. I knew all of the energies and the things that you talked about prior to playing the song. People that, including our own relatives that are part of that 65%. You know what I mean? But if I have a wife, I have a mom, I have a daughter, you know what I mean? So it's a not only a traditional responsibility, it's a personal responsibility that I have, and that's the way I feel about it, you know? So shout out to all the relatives. There are a lot of other relatives doing good work, and some of the people are behind the scenes. And the group of people, the number of people is getting larger and larger every day, getting behind the movement, including the non-native relatives too. So, I mean, we can't
the allies, forget about them. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. But overall, this is more than just making a song. This is an actual demonstration. And this is also remembering to remember. You know, these aren't our ways. The participation, you know, in why ours go missing and murdered, that is not us. Never has been. The female has always been sacred, the sacred female, you know? And, again, thank you for stepping up, you know, because honestly, you know, I can speak on that. I know that we don't have our brothers, you know, stepping forward, you know, because, you know, I can't, I honestly, especially when it comes to the numbers on the res, here's my thing. Now, we got these checkpoints in place when COVID came, right? Where the fuck are those checkpoints any other time? We know what's going on the res. We know what's going, the shit that's fucking happening, but people are not stepping up, you know?
I'm going to tell you why.
That you or I or anyone else places on their back for speaking on it.
Yeah,
you know?
Because, you know, there's still so many entities, so many energies, so many laws, so many different things that they've placed upon us that they still continue to try to make us an extinct people. You know, and that's part of their plan. That's part of their plan, so that's part of our plan to fight back. Is to reverse some of this technology on them, reverse some of this, their ways of thinking and operating and maneuvering in order to put some of these sometimes subliminal messages into our own relatives' minds and help them to change their way of thinking, to help them to change their way of understanding things, to help them to be a little more open-minded and staying in prayer no matter what they're doing, not to be ashamed of it, whether it's doing music. You ask the bros and ask anybody who went to any of the four events we did in Las Vegas, Nevada, the city of sin. Come on, y'all. Ask anybody how deep in prayer we was every fucking event. All four events,
right.
But ask them how we still laid it down. We still made it smack for the people. We vibed out with the
right.
Vegas vibes, just like anybody else would. But we stayed in prayer, and it's like we did show the world that, hey, we could do this living in our own way, too. And some of the young relatives, they still got their own earthly ways, too. You know what I mean? And that's
right.
part of their walk. I can't judge nobody for that. But overall, everybody stayed in prayer with me, you know, so shouts out to all the relatives that was part of that continue to be part of anything we do, like you said.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And normalizing what indigenous is, whether it's male or female, you know, we supposed to, you know, speaking from, you know, we are from woman, you know. We will lead that healing. That's what the prophecies say, you know. But we ain't shit if our brothers ain't with us. Calling back the spirit of us individually, okay? The indigenous man, the indigenous woman, the mother, the father, you know, the brother, the uncle, the cousin, whatever, you know. You always hear land back. And you hear bundles back, medicine language. But you never hear spirit back. We got to call that spirit back. And it's time to remember. Remember to remember who the fuck we are. We are. We're resilient. We remain. We're strong. You know? We are First Nation. And a lot of our relatives have forgotten that. They've forgotten who they are or what it is to be indigenous. And it's definitely not anything that those people or them, those are the something else. We're not the something else. We are First Nation. And, you know, it's time to remember, relatives. Would you like to go ahead and get into your next song? Give an introduction.
I mean, if we got time.
Yeah, we do. We've got 16 minutes. So
the next song. I sent you was I Still Believe in You, correct?
Correct.
And that's why we're going to play that. Because that's my message to everybody out there today. No matter what you've been through, no matter what your has been, no matter if you're inside your own head sometimes thinking, oh, you're too white, you're too black, you're too dark, you're too fat, your hair is too long, it's not long enough, you don't speak the language, you're not connected through blood quantum because you don't have the right paperwork and this and that. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? I still believe in you. I still believe in you. I still believe in who you are. I still believe in your dreams, your visions. And that's why I made the song, in particular for the youth, for the young ones.
Absolutely, because it is so important that, you know, we do not keep identifying ourselves by what, you know, what others say. Fuck what others say. We are not that, you know. We are First Nation. And they say that, you know, Creator, you know, a lot of people will blame Creator, you know, for, you know, the things that we've gone through as Indigenous people or as a person, and or, you know, whatever. This is the one thing that I do know. The one thing that I do know is that Creator does not make mistakes. But we do. We do. We make mistakes all day, every day, and we don't have accountability. We won't take accountability for the shit that we fucking allowed. And I'm so so beyond that. I'm about, you know, I'm beyond the things that I can't control. I'm beyond that, you know. I'm taking accountability for, you know, the things that I do have control of, you know. And that's all that we can do as a people is take that accountability and move the fuck on and stop letting other people, you know, tell our story. Because a part of that, you know, a part of addiction, you know, is just not for substance. The other part of addiction is being told what to do, how to think, who to be, what to say, where to go, you know? And we don't have to have that addiction. You know, and that's often the story when it comes to indigenous and reservation life. You know, it's always a task to leave the reservation. And I want all of our relatives to know that you can be whoever you want to be. You can leave the reservation. You can, you know, we don't have to be limited no more. You know? So let's go ahead. Let's get into this. I believe in you because there's a lot of belief going on tonight, right now. Here we go, relatives.
Creator and creation, Mother Earth, all are relevant. and all of my relations spread for the nations in every direction. Even all the animals with all the connections. It's all for the blessings. The fight is full of lessons. But do we really learn and get the message? Why they try to tell me I was crazy though? Why they listen to the message on the radio? Back to the box, to the element. Back to the prayer, to the relative. Back to the res again. A blessing from Creator, full of medicine. Hey, hey. Praying with the people, the birds and the bees, the ocean and the rivers and the lakes and the creeks. And I'ma speak the truth to the elders and the youth. We all need each other like water to the brutes. I still believe in you.
What up, young ones, all you young relatives out there. All the youth, you young ones, this next generation. Never let anybody hold you down. Never let anybody keep you down. Cause I believe in you. Just like I believe in me. Ja. Brah.
Big blessings.
Big, big blessings.
I gotta tell you, you know, me and G, you know, from Native Outlaws, we got a thing, we always be in competition, we be like, big blessing, you know what I mean? And, you know, that's a great supporter right there of not only, you know, Natives supporting Natives, but of both of us. And I just want to send a shout out to Gary. Do you have any words that you'd like to end our interview with tonight?
I still believe in you.
I believe in you. I believe in...
That's it. Prayers up. Prayers up for all the relatives. Prayers up. Gratitude.
Definitely. So, if you want a copy of... Now, it's Indigenous Entertainment Magazine. Is that correct?
That's correct. Indigenous Entertainment Magazine.
Okay. If you are looking to get your copy, please hit up Mr. Richie Ladrigo. And one more thing before you go. Why don't you tell the relatives of what you got, you know, in the future coming up?
And for one, we got the next issue of Indigenous Entertainment Magazine. A whole bunch of music that featured on other artists. Just going to continue to pray on what Creator wants me and my family to do in this next year, 2022. Some super super special events coming up. I don't really want to touch on those because I want to kind of keep the element of surprise for a minute. Other than that, working on a regular basis to be a better human being. You know what I mean? I ain't nobody special and I ain't perfect and I'm working on that every day. Every day. That's my goal for the rest of the year. Be better at what I do every single day. And pray for a good year, good health, good and wealth, and many blessings for all the other relatives around me too.
Absolutely. And I guess, you know, my whole point tonight is that, you know, a lot of our youth have been, their minds have been filled up with a false dominance, with a false identity. And what I wanted to communicate to our youth and maybe those who don't even know the ways is that it ain't punk shit to include prayer in everything that you do, okay? Mm-hmm. That's the truth. That's how your day should begin and how it should end. It's how everything you do should begin and how it should end, no matter what it is, you know. if it's a meal, if it's waking up to greet the day, it's not. That's the truth on how it should be, what you should have been taught, what you should already know. We begin everything in prayer, and we end in prayer. And Richie Rodrigo, you have been a great example of that. And I hope that it becomes a part of our relatives' everyday life, you know, that they can begin their day in prayer and that they can end it in prayer. So thank you for all that you have done and are doing and are about to do. Amanda, I need an interview. And how about we go ahead and end tonight's episode with a song called Honor the People. Thank you, Richie Rodrigo, for blessing, you know, our relatives as well as, you know, Intertribal Radio tonight. Palamia.
Gratitude. The Chuksis, Richie Rodrigo. Prayers up for all the people.